Next question is Larry Allen. Larry Lehman, L-A-M-O-N, Allen. Mr. Allen let's see. He was born in 73, so he's a 59, no, 73 through 2000, that's 37, 30, 57, the 59-year-old gentleman, 59-year-old African-American gentleman, recently was discharged from the hospital with cirrhosis, heart failure, anemia, symptoms of stroke, schizophrenia, chronic renal insufficiency, undergoing hemodialysis Monday, Wednesday, Friday through an abscess in his left arm, acute and chronic heart failure, ascites, status post paracentesis with a quite sudden return of the ascites, anemia related to chronic renal disease, history of CVA, decompensated HCV and cirrhosis, end-stage renal disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hyperkalemia, shortness of breath, suicidal ideation, and volume overload. Period. He recently dialyzed and lost only 2 kilogram, appears confused, short of breath, difficulty ambulating. Period. He has a referral that's for oxygen at home and hospice evaluation. Dad died of, he doesn't know what his dad died of. Mom had hepatitis C and liver failure. COVID immunizations up to date. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He's married, separated, has 2 children. Used to work in the, what did he used to do? He's disabled, allergy, Lasix, medication referred to the list, on exam he's a febrile, heart rate 88, low two side 120 over 55, respiration 15, heart positive S3 gallop, lungs, bronchi, rals, abdomen, huge ascites, lower extremity, 3+ edema, neurological, moving off for extremities, skin, taut, T-A-U-G-H-C, related to his anemia. Assessment, here we have a 59-year-old gentleman. Actually, he's a 48-year-old gentleman. I'm late. Hang on 1 second. Yeah, he's a 49-year-old gentleman who appears much older than stated age. Here we have a 49-year-old gentleman with cirrhosis, congestive heart failure, anemia, pulmonary edema, hyperkalemia, hypervolemia, hypertension, and schizophrenia. Patient's heart failure appears to be chronic, compensated or complicated by his liver failure, period. Patient is very much appropriate for hospice, expected to live less than 6 months, period. Patient will need oxygen at home, period. Patient will need respiratory treatments via net treatments at home, period. Next number, status post-paracentesis may require more paracentesis, but unfortunately, the society have returned quite quickly. Next number, history CVA. Next number is confusion. Next number, anemia related to chronic renal insufficiency. Next number, schizophrenia. Next number, suicidal ideation. Next number, end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis, dialyzing on Monday, Wednesday, Friday through the left arm access. Next number, most recent creatinine was 11.2, GFR 5 ml per minute, BUN 60, glucose 110, total protein 7.4, albumin 2.5, globulin elevated at 4.6. Patient very much has less than 6 months to live and expected to do poorly. We'll have hospice provide patient with hospital bed and meet the needs that was mentioned above. Also, patient states that he needs pain control. Period. Patient's hospital records indicate that patient required hospitalization because of heart failure, diastolic heart failure, schizophrenia, shortness of breath. Patient underwent 3 large volume paracentesis. Patient no longer wants to be hospitalized. He states that his wife has decided he needs to be a do not resuscitate. This needs to be discussed with patient and wife via social worker and chaplain after admission to hospice. Next number, mobility is much diminished. Next number, overall prognosis quite poor. Before I go, put medications in there. Medication, fluoxetine, F-L-U-O-X-E-T-I-N-E, 20 milligram once a day. Hydralazine, 100 milligram TID, metoprolol, 25 milligram BID, minoxidil, 10 milligram BID, risperidone, 0.5 BID, and SEVELAMER, one tablet, 800 milligram, one tablet, TID. Those are his medications and such. Hospital records have been included for further review by hospice medical director as well. Put that at the bottom. Thank you.